parenthood has to be a stinker, right? You've seen the cutesy ads with Steve Martin holding his children upside down and mugging. You've read the quotes about what a feel-good movie this is. And you can tell you're in for a strained bourgeois comedy about wisecracking kids and their painfully dumb dads. But this time, the marketing honchos are underselling their product. Parenthood turns out to be rich and intelligent and remarkably tough-minded. And though there are enough laughs to qualify it as a comedy, that word doesn't begin to convey the movie's seriousness of purpose, or its powerful sense of middle-class anguish. The setting is Every Burb USA, and director Ron Howard and his screenwriters, Lowell Gance and Babalu Mandel, have woven their movie out of the frayed strands of the Buckman family. There's Helen, played by Diane Wiest, a divorcee whose adolescent kids have become so cool and secretive that they're downright spooky. There's Susan, played by Harley Kozak, and her husband Nathan, played by Rick Moranis. His theory of child-raising involves injecting three-year-olds with heavy doses of Kafka and the higher math. And then there's Gil and Karen, played by Steve Martin and Mary Steenburgen. They're an ideal couple with a gaggle of great kids, except one of those kids likes to beat his head against solid objects, and the oldest is a sweet little guy with big enough problems to occasion a parental visit to the principal's office.
This is a public school. 38 kids to a class. We estimate that Kevin's teacher spent at least 20% of her time dealing with Kevin. It isn't fair.
It's because he was first.
Hmm?
It's because he was our first. I mean, I think we were very tense when Kevin was little. If he got a scratch, we were hysterical. But the third kid, you know, you let him juggle knives.
She smoked grass.
Gil! I never smoked when I was pregnant.
Yeah, but in college, you were like a chimney. I thought you were going to join a reggae band.
Ago.
I'm just saying there could have been some chromosome distortion.
There are other threads, too. There's Martin's father, a hard drinker played by Jason Robards, and Martin's brother played by Tom Hulse, who's turned out to be a chip off the old block. He drinks like Robards and gambles like Robards, and now some mobsters want him dead. Howard sets the movie's elements in place and then watches them spin, and for the film's first two-thirds, his touch is remarkably sure. With the help of beautiful pink-tinged cinematography by Donald McAlpine, Howard carries his paradigms of parenthood as far as they can go. And if that means he gets as many winces of recognition as laughs, all the better. These are not inept moms and dads. They're conscientious and thoughtful. And yet, the destinies of children aren't susceptible to any known science. And the film often takes on a tragic cast. The actors are uniformly good, but some of them are extraordinary. Jason Robards and Mary Steenburgen, and especially Diane Wiest, haven't been this touching in years. And Steve Martin, our finest comic screen actor, outdoes himself with a performance that's surprisingly naked and poignant. Unfortunately, Ron Howard succumbs in the end to his own native sentimentality. Suddenly, during the movie's final third, insoluble problems are being merrily solved in the simplest sitcom-y ways. Words of wisdom are being dispensed by wily old grandmas. And by movie's end, everybody has gathered to hug and twinkle and smile pluckily through their tears. The last half hour is so pillowy that it almost smothers what has gone before. But it can't quite. By the time parenthood tries to paper over its doubts about the bliss of child-rearing, it's already proven itself smart enough to know better.